Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference, and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Supported by the Ford Family Foundation and brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Q on this beautiful day in Douglas County. Tiffany, always great to see you. And we have a fantastic studio of wonderful people. We've got some incredible students with us today, seniors from both South Umpqua and Glide High School, and some great community leaders that are cheering on our young people across our community.
Yeah, awesome group of people and the most students we've ever had.
Yeah,
so that's exciting too.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you very much for being here. Great to have you on show today. And so what I'd love to do, and Tasha, we'll start with you, is just, for our listeners today, I'd love for them just to know kind of who's in the studio. So if you just want to spend just a minute, introduce yourself and maybe share something about you for our listeners.
Sure. My name is Tasha Stevens Garcia, and I'm a teacher at Roseburg High School. I think I've been there, it's my ninth year, I think, and I teach mostly seniors. So I teach AP government and mock trial and economics.
And you were this year's keynote speaker at graduation.
I am, which is quite an honor. I graduated there myself in 94, and so it's like a full circle moment to be back. And yeah.
Amazing.
Very cool.
It's great. Clara.
My name is Clara Kircher. I go to Glide High School. About me, I compete in soccer, basketball, track and field. Aubrey and I are the ASB presidents at Glide. We like co-parented together on it all, you know?
Great. Thank you.
My name's Aubrey Groff. Go to Glide High School. I love to be outdoors, hiking, biking. I'm going on runs. I've been in cross country for 6 years. Our team went to state this year, which is really exciting for the first time. I just love being outside. I love baking and cooking and stuff like that.
Love it.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's great. Hi, Ruby.
Hi, I'm Ruby Brink. I'm a senior at South Umpqua High School. A couple of things about me is I compete in basketball, kind of like Clara, and soccer, and did a little bit of softball. Some things I really like to do is I'm in this group organization called FBLA. It's a really big part of my life. Maybe we can talk a little bit more about it when we get into it, but I really like doing that. I'm attending Schmeckeda here in September this year, and I'm going for, don't really know yet, but it's something, as well as cosmetology school.
Thank you. That's
I'm Erica Bear. I am the proud superintendent at South Umpqua High School, or I guess the district, not just the high school. And I've been in education for, I'm going to say, well over 20 years. And I was a special educator when I started, and I've had the opportunity to do all kinds of jobs. And I've been in Douglas County now for 2 years. And the most exciting thing going on for me right now is, of course, the graduation for all of these young people. But most especially, my son is graduating this Friday as well. Thank you.
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah. Big milestone.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Big step.
Yep.
I'm Robert Freeman. I have the privilege of being the superintendent of the Glide School District. Something those two forgot to tell you is they are also the student reporters at our board meeting every night. And the audience and the board look forward to their reports every month. I'm a Douglas County guy. I actually graduated from the Oakland School District. I started teaching in Sutherland, and I was in that district for 28 years. I was fortunate enough to get hired in the Roseburg School District for 8 years. And now this is my third year in Glide. So been around the county. Just love this county and what this county produces. I'm really excited to hear from these three young people about some of the benefits that they've gleaned from our area. And just super excited to hear from them. So thank you for having me on.
Awesome. We're happy to have you.
Thank you. Yeah, for being here, for sure. Let's go ahead and start with our students. Stars of the show here. Great to have you here. So this is senior year.
Yeah.
And it's coming to an end here soon. We've got graduation on Friday, mm-hmm. South Umpqua.
Yes.
Graduation Saturday at Roseburg and graduation Sunday at Glide. So this is like right getting close, right? So you've been at this for a while in education,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
In these communities. And it's been a 13-year run. Like a large part of your life has been revolved around schools. Mm-hmm. And so maybe what I'd love to hear from you is maybe talk about someone who maybe stands out, who's made an impact on who you are today, and maybe talk about why that is as it relates to your educational experience here in Douglas County.
That's a powerful question there.
Love that question.
Yeah. It's so hard to pick like one person, honestly, that really like pushed me or like got me to where I am here today. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, for me, it'd probably have to be my dad. And like, cause he's like been like, just like a big support system in my life. And like I'm gonna talk about like a specific memory. I'm so sorry. I was on the cross country team in middle school and it was my first time doing it. And I remember I had to do 3-mile runs on the weekends and my dad would go with me. And this man is probably like 40 years old and hasn't ran ever.
He's so old.
Well, he hasn't ran in a while. I remember we were going up this hill and I wanted to give up so bad. I was like, Dad, can you just let me walk? And he was like, no, we're not walking. And like that memory is just stuck in my head, like how he was determined to make me a better person and athlete and just... Yeah, he's been
yeah.
A whole life. Yeah.
Story.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and it reminds me, you know, the first and most important teacher is the parent. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's powerful. You know, thanks for sharing that. That's great.
I was actually going to say the same thing. So my dad, it's been actually a really beautiful experience. When we first moved to Glide, my dad was my 5th grade teacher. And so I was able to like, that was a good transition for me to be able to like have my dad as a teacher then. And then now he's my he's my teacher again in our senior class. And he's also my track and cross country coach. So I've been able to like, I spend a lot of time around my dad, but it's been really like beautiful to like grow that relationship between us. And we've had so many good memories and he's taught me a lot.
I love that. Sweet. That's really incredible. Special.
Yeah. Back off of that, I would agree. My mom, she's my biggest supporter for sure. She's kind of played both roles for my mom and my dad because my dad passed away when I was young, but she has been an amazing support in my life. But not only my family, my friends, the staff at our school. Kathy Brown is our librarian. And for some reason, I don't even know why, but we have built an amazing bond. And I go in there, I see her every single day, and she is just such bright light in my day every single day. It's so nice to have someone at school because but every day at school I dread it. I just kind of want to go sometimes. No, but not every day, but a lot of times I'm like, you know, gotta wake up. But no, seeing her is really something that just brightens my day a little bit. And that's something that's pushed me for sure. She's always, get your ingenuity done. So, no, she's great. So, shout out to Kathy.
That's an amazing relationship that it's it that you have with her.
She's a great person.
Do you think that some of that feeling that you're experiencing has anything to do with like being at the end of your school career? You're like,
it's funny because she's actually retiring this year as well. So she's kind of graduating with me, which I think is really sweet. And me and my friend Olivia, we have a really, really close bond with her. Yeah,
that's incredible. Amazing.
Yeah, I think this is really amazing. And I think it's so good to see when our families are involved in education and when students are having that experience, it's like connecting with, you know, exactly. With adults. I mean, Tasha, I was at mock trial recently just to see the connection you have with students. And I want to maybe open this up a little more broadly before we dive into the senior experience, which is what we'll really get to in a minute. And that is... about the value proposition of education. There are people that are wondering if education has the value that that I think all of us have seen, especially as leaders and hopefully students too. Can we talk of, I just want to open this up to the whole group here about like what, how important is your educational experience as students been to be part of a community, to be learning, and even for leaders about what the importance of public education that sometimes is called into question sometimes, like, is it valuable? What does it do? And so I just want to open this up maybe to our students and our adults here. Like, what is your educational experience meant for you, our seniors who are kind of getting to the end of this K-12 journey and onto life, and for our leaders here, the value you see in providing these rich educational experiences for our youth?
I can speak as a leader. I think it's critical. I think public education is the backbone of our society. Mm-hmm. And if we don't view it that way, then that's going to be the demise of our country. We have to support public education. It's a great equalizer. It's where kids get to make mistakes and have support people around them to help learn from those mistakes. Mm-hmm. When they become adults and get out in the real world and make those mistakes, there's great consequences, dire consequences that come from that. So that's their opportunity for us to help them lead. And I know there's a public sentiment out there right now about public education and where it is in the state. But as a longtime educator, this is my 39th year in education, not adding all the years I went to school. I think our educational system right now is stronger than it ever has been. I hope we get into more time and I can delve into that a little bit more, but I'd like to argue that with anybody. We're producing the best quality that we've ever produced in public education right now. And it's essential for the lifeline of not only our communities, our counties, our state, but the United States in general. Sorry, I was probably a little deeper than you guys were. I feel really passionate about that.
Yeah, I would say, especially since COVID-19, and even just in general, people long for community and people just want to create bonds with just other humans, I think. Mm-hmm. And being in public school, I think, is a really, really big part of that. I think a lot of our friends have been from school. A lot of the people we've grown up with, a lot of people that have made us who we are today, mm-hmm. are people that we've met at school. Mm-hmm. And it's such, like, in this development stage of our lives, it's such, like, this is such a crucial part. And meeting all these people and having all these experiences within a public school setting, I think, is very important.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like, important to remember that you won't only find, like, positive relationships in schools, but also that's, like, a huge important part of being in school, that you'll be able to have conversations with people you may not agree with, mm-hmm. and that you can, like, learn how to disagree with someone respectfully. And I think that's really important.
I love that.
I agree with that. Yeah, I was going to say something like that as well. Thinking deeply is uniquely human, and you have to think deeply, to think critically. You have mm-hmm. to be in a room with people that you don't agree with. You have to be able to hear their perspectives. You don't have mm-hmm. to agree with it, but you need to understand it. You need to form an argument. You need to mm-hmm. solidify those arguments within yourself to become a full person. And the value of it is I learn from my students every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something that stops when you graduate high school or college. It's what we do as humans. Every interaction, I can learn something from and grow as a person. Mm-hmm. And I think that public education gives the space to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's vital. Mm-hmm.
Well, education opens doors, right? It opens possibilities. It opens minds. It helps whole communities think about how we come together, how we build what's next, how we're going to solve the very complex problems that are in front of us every day. And like Arpit said, it's the great equalizer. Public education is foundational to our society. It's foundational to ensuring that the future of Douglas County, the future of the state, the future of the country is in hands of folks who have learned how to think critically, how to wrestle with some of the big problems that we're facing and disagree about those and test out different solutions. And without having that the tools provided to learn how to critically think, delve deeply, and again, have those doors open. Think about that first time that you were exposed to a piece of literature that really moved you, or the first time that you were able to wrestle through the scientific process and make a discovery. None of that is possible without high quality education. And I agree that as much as we hear in the world, we are doing more and better for our students today than we ever have before. We're continually evolving, we're continually learning and putting those pieces into place. And it makes me so hopeful for the future, especially when I'm sitting next to such impressive young people, to know that the world's going to be in good hands.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. I couldn't agree more. And I think this is a uniquely talented group of young people.
Than
I've seen in my entire career. Been doing this for a little while as well. And I think this generation of young people is really uniquely talented. They are committed, and I think our responsibility is to make sure you have an experience that is of such value that is to the is that matches your character and ability. And I do look at our schools, and I am shocked at the experiences you're able to have with athletics, activities. You mentioned FBLA, Ruby, our CTE programs, our medical pathways. Experience. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, think about Tasha Stevens Garcia, like rock star teachers that are that have the training and the knowledge and expertise, and it's pretty amazing. And I'm really happy about so many of the things happening here in Douglas County, particularly when we look at you and what you're doing and what you're going to do moving forward. So it's super exciting.
Well, and that's what I was going to say is that, you know, we might, well, we definitely don't all agree with everything that ODE says and policies in place and whatever, but one thing that's adds a lot of value to public education is that these are the requirements for being a teacher in public education is that somebody has to have a master's degree in a specialized subject that they have studied and that they have learned very well. And that is the promise that they get to give to our students,
that they are
sharing all of the knowledge and wisdom that they have gained having that standard. We're going to head to a quick break, but before we do, let's hear from RHS leadership students on how their senior year has been going.
The 2025-2026 school year is almost over, and we have another group of amazing seniors leaving us, leaving behind another year of the traditional Roseburg High senior experience. High school is made up of countless moments, some unforgettable, some unexpected, and some that shape who we become. Over the years, seniors have created lasting memories, celebrated traditions, built meaningful friendships, and learned valuable lessons both inside and outside the classroom. As graduation approaches and one chapter comes to a close, they have the opportunity to look back on the experiences that helped define their journey. Before taking their next steps, we have asked seniors to reflect on their high school experience.
Serving my school community with my leadership family. Being in the front of the bum squad.
Becoming a certified phlebotomist and a certified CNA.
My favorite memorable experience has to be band and like marching band. It's so fun.
My favorite senior tradition are the senior night sports games.
My favorite senior tradition? Gotta be senior skip day.
Senior Family Lunch is an event that leadership hosts for graduating seniors, and it kind of kicks off the start of a lot of different senior experiences towards the end of the year. It's a time where family gets to come together and we play games, we listen to music, we eat food. It's just a nice two-hour event to spend time with each other and to celebrate our seniors.
What drumbeats are, is there a special way for family members, former teachers, relatives across the country to click on a link that's accessible on our website, QR code, and it pulls up a website where you can find your graduate and send them a short message, congratulations, a well wish, and next steps in the world. after practice, they get to go and do a cool trip to go visit their elementary school. So we've got buses aligned to each school, so students will get to go back to their elementary school, say hi to their teachers and principals, check in with all the young kids who are going to be in awe. They're going to put a parade on for the seniors, and they'll be wearing their caps and gowns, and it'll be a great acknowledgement for our seniors, but it'll also be great motivation for those elementary kids to continue their education and finish strong. So
I love the graduation experience because it just signifies all the hard work the students have done throughout their schooling, and it's a fun celebration to recognize that.
Some advice I'd give to my freshman self is to just have fun with everything.
Don't put so much pressure on yourself.
Get involved early. Advice I would give to my freshman self is to always just trust the process.
As senior year comes to a close, it's clear that high school is about more than just classes and assignments. It was about the friendships formed, the traditions shared, the challenges overcome, and the memories created along the way. While each senior path will be different, the experiences of these years will continue to shape who they become and guide them into the future.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Q, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Q. Great to have our guests here again.
Yes,
and let's talk, dive in a little bit more to this senior experience.
Yeah, they asked a lot of really good questions there. And so I think the first one was, what is your favorite senior tradition or senior experience? Yeah, let's start with that. How would you answer that?
Senior experience?
Yeah.
I would say so far mine has been senior sunrise because it was right at the beginning of the year and everyone was like getting back into being with each other every day and you're just able to like form some closer bonds, and it was really fun to just see everyone again and have a good breakfast and take some pictures with everyone.
So how early did you guys get out there?
I think it was 6:30.
Yeah. Okay.
You were up probably before that every day, I'm sure.
Right.
No. Senior experience, I would say just being a senior. I don't know if that makes sense, but having the like senior seniority and just being able to be like, I'm a senior, I only have 3 classes, and kind of just being able to leave is a big thing. Having those gaps in between my classes is kind of good and kind of not so good because I'm like, oh, I have to go back to class. But just feeling like a senior and being a senior, seeing seniors for the past 4 years and like, oh, I'm going to be one of them one day.
Yeah.
So it's nice to just be at the end of the line and on home stretch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
For me, it'd probably be like, I feel like competing like in sports for like 4 years, like finally like being able to like be like a leader on your team.
Oh, sure.
And like, yeah, encourage like the new freshmen. You kind of like tuck them under your wing a little bit.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, this is gonna happen, you know, don't worry.
Yeah.
You know, and just like just kind of like signing off on your sports season, you know.
Yeah.
It's been kind of crazy with the oh my gosh, what's it called, senior night.
Yeah.
Senior night too,
right?
Yeah. Senior night is a big thing.
It's a big wrap up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about I'm curious about the emotion, right? Mm-hmm. So you're kind of this end of a journey, right? And this the beginning of a new journey. Mm-hmm. But talk to us a little bit about like, you know, how are you feeling? Like you're days away from graduation. Mm-hmm. Like, is it a whole bunch of feelings? Is it nervousness? Mm-hmm. Is it excitement? Is it all of that? Like, how are you feeling? I mean, again, graduation, just for our listeners, so you know, mm-hmm. Friday, South Umpqua,
yes.
Saturday at Roseburg, and Sunday at Glide this week. So super exciting. So fill our listeners in. How are you doing? How's
I feel? Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. The only way I can describe it is like surreal. Like it's not really like hitting me yet.
Yeah,
it's like I just feel like it feels different, but I don't really know how to describe it. it's like all the emotions at once. It's like sadness and nervousness and scared that I'm gonna be like out of a routine that I've been building into my life for the last 13 years, but then also like excited for the next chapter and then sad that I'm gonna be leaving my sports behind. And it's just crazy. It's every emotion you could feel at one time is how I would describe it.
Yeah, I would say it's just really not hitting yet. Like, I haven't really come to the realization, like, oh my gosh, high school's over. I'm done. Now it's time to go to college. I think that's part of it is, you know, same time this coming fall, I'm going to be going to school again. So it's exciting to be, like, done with high school, but it's also I'm going back to school. So I feel like it's just not too much out of a routine for me. Mm-hmm. And but I know college is a lot different. You have a little bit more freedom and you have to pay for it. But, so that's definitely something that I'm going to have to get used to. And living kind of on my own, still kind of with, you know, because I'm living with my sister for a year or so during community college. So it's going to be different not living with my siblings or, you know what I mean, and my mom and stuff like that. So that's going to be definitely kind of strange. I think that's what I'm more nervous about is moving rather than just graduating. But yeah.
Do you know what you're studying at?
I've been switching back and forth between like business and psychology because I'm really interested in both of them, but I'm also really interested in cosmetology. And I know business and cosmetology can kind of go hand in hand. But psychology is just something I'm like really interested in and learning about. I am taking psychology classes right now through UCC and I love them. It's just psych 101. So it's just kind of the beginning and I love everything I learn. I think it's so interesting. So that's something I definitely am going to look into when I get there. But and my goal when I get to community college is just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like great. And I think that is really great that community college is there so I can figure it out and then decide from there.
I mean, cosmetology, business, and psychology probably go together because some of the best people that give advice and know the community and have these, you know, really powerful kind of, you know, they know so much about people and probably in that world. So that's
And what came to mind for me is that business and psychology, when they marry, it's marketing.
Oh, really?
And if you do your own cosmetology business, you're going to need to market. That's so true. Definitely. You know, so
your career path is coming together. So I will say this, it's as much as you're having and a kind of range of emotions.
Yeah.
I want to put this out to the adults here because you're probably not alone in this. I mean, certainly like parents go through a range of emotions. I know I have got four kids and, and so you, there's also this like, and the adults that work with you, I mean, we've got Tasha, who works with seniors a lot. And
And I get to go through, you know, I've gone through graduation as a person, as a parent a couple times, but I get to do this every year with so many seniors and I really feel it. And like I said earlier, I learn from my students and what I do celebrations. I mean, you heard about the school celebrations, but I do a lot of classroom celebrations. And I realize I need to slow down for those feelings that you're talking about. Really.
Yeah.
You know, I had a couple of students feeling so much anxiety because what made them successful in high school was planning every step. But in adulthood, you can't really plan past step one or it causes great anxiety. So I've learned that I need to focus on that. And I also learned that we do such a good job in this county with our schools of creating a community, like we talked about before, that there is this sadness from leaving that community.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I didn't really recognize that as much as I should have. So I'm going to leave some space for that.
Yeah. That's a future.
Yeah. What about our superintendents?
Well, so graduation, of course, is my favorite night of the year. I was a high school principal for many years, and every year it was a sense of both, you're so proud of the students. You've watched what they've accomplished and the different, and every student has a different journey, and they face different hardships and different accomplishments and all of that. And so to watch them go through what they've been through and cross the stage is always tremendous, and always feel so proud. And then also there's a sense of loss because you are connected to these folks, and they're going off into the world. And I think this year, you know, my youngest is graduating from high school on Friday also. So I'm actually not going to be at the South High School graduation, which was breaking my heart a little bit. I know. And I was working, I'm the speaker for the graduation. And so I was working on my speech today and thinking about that moment when the graduates are walking down, and every single year, and I stood on the stage at graduation for, I think, 10 years, and every single year, it brought a tear to my eyes. Yeah. You're watching the graduates walk because it's just such an incredible accomplishment. Yeah. And what it took, all the adults that rallied around them, the community that rallied around them, the families, the partnerships, and then the students took that and did it. And it's remarkable. It's hard to put into words.
Yeah.
So you have a few different angles that you're looking at it from.
It's a big week for me.
As a parent, I mean, what are some of the emotions that you were looking at as a parent?
Yeah. Well, I don't think people are supposed to get weepy on this particular podcast, but I'm super proud of him and super excited and grateful for the experience that he was able to have in high school. I mean, similarly to these young people here, he was able to get involved in DECA, which is similar to FBLA. He was able to play athletics and had a really incredible experience with that. And he had some phenomenal educators who taught him so much. And so I'm grateful more than anything. And of course, I'm super proud of him. And also I can't believe he's leaving me.
So many mixed emotions.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's exciting.
Well, I'm sure that your speech is going to have so much passion. Oh, I can imagine. All right, I need to go watch it.
Yeah. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah, so I want to echo what everyone said. I think graduation is one of those culminating activities in every person's life that is 100% positive. There's nothing negative about that.
Yeah.
Your whole family, your support group, they're so proud of you in this moment. And it's one of those times in life where you just need to take it in and absorb it and look around you and just see how blessed you are, how many people it took to get you to go across that line. As educators, it's what we do. It's a culminating activity for everything we put into education. And as a leader, Ruby, something you said that was super important. As a leader, I need to make sure every person in my organization understands that at any moment they make an impact in somebody's life. And just like your librarian has made an impact with you, it's not necessarily your master teacher's, it could be your custodian or your bus driver. It could be anybody that's in education. And as leaders, we just need to make sure that our staff know how valuable and really what their mission is. What's the end product? And the end product is when they get to walk across the stage, get that diploma. The other thing I was going to say, super proud of our kids and probably what you're experiencing at South Umpqua. When your seniors leave, they're the ones who kind of set that culture.
Yeah.
Same thing at Roseburg. They set the culture of your school. Yeah. It's a little uneasy as a superintendent, like, okay, what's this next class? And what culture are they going to set?
Yeah.
Super proud of this class. They have set a culture that we can be really proud of at Glide, and they should be really proud of their time that they spent in the Glide School District.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think as a superintendent, it's interesting. I've got my youngest is a junior, and For people in the community that don't think kids work hard and just work your tails off and are busy and are committed. I mean, I honestly, I'm not sure I could keep up if I was a student these days. I'm kind of glad I graduated when I did.
I would agree.
It is more rigorous and demanding and taxing. I think our young people are so involved in so many things, which is great. It's also a complicated time to grow up too. And I think as a superintendent, I mean, this year, as I look toward graduation, we've got 365 kids graduating, and so many of their stories are about overcoming things, about doing things they didn't think they could do, about grinding through. You know, we've got a lot of like comorbidity factors in the community, and some, not every home is an ideal space. And sometimes there's conflict, and sometimes there's issues of confidence, and there's issues of just the challenge of being a young person. I tell parents all the time, like, being a young person today is like amazing opportunity, but it's also super complex. And there's a lot of pressure on our young people. It's a different world, different landscape of social media and all the pressures and the demands. And I think what I love about graduation is when you know the story of these young people and they've committed to something, and you've got a group that's rallying at the home, hopefully behind them, and the school community, and hopefully the community at large. And we see that. And what I want to say is congratulations, because it matters. Your high school graduation diploma matters. No one can take that from you. That experience is pretty unique. And it's an experience that is, people sometimes, if you haven't been and seen young people and the work they do, we might think it's, I didn't work as hard in high school. Like, it matters, because you've done, when you've met that level of proficiency, which some people question if it's proficient, it's complicated. Like, the work is deep. You have to think critically, and you have to be committed to do that. So I just want to say congratulations. And it's neat to see each one of those students is they get that diploma. And you can see it on their face every time, how much that means. And it's exciting.
Yeah, so exciting. And there's so much that goes into that accomplishment, right? It's not just academics. It's like a full bunch of a series of experiences, and, you know, relationship building, and, you know, learning trial and error, and exploring different passions, which is another great thing about, you know, public education. You have so much exposure to new things that you're able to find a passion for. And so it's really such a, yeah, it's so much more than just being handed a diploma. It really is something to take with you, this sense of confidence that you can just hold and carry and keep with you through your whole life.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I've got a question kind of for our youth here today. And that's this, because I've often wondered this, like, how much pressure do you feel to have things like your lives kind of figured out by the time you graduate? Can you talk to me about this a little bit? And I don't necessarily need to know where the pressure comes from. Maybe sometimes we put pressure on ourselves. It's parents trying to help. I think adults, we try to help sometimes. I don't know, we are always as helpful as we intend to be. But can you talk to us a little bit about, like, the perspective from a senior today, class of 2026? Like, how much pressure do you feel to have things figured out? Your senior year, is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. It is a thing, for sure.
I have, like, a contradicting, like, okay, I know it's a thing, but, like, I feel like I started out my year where I, like, didn't know what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be a failure, I'm gonna be homeless. Like, this was like, oh my, like, I was like, this is done. But then, like, I was telling people this, and they were like, no, you have so many options. Like, there's community college, you can go straight into the workforce, you know? If you want to go into university, we got your back. Like, there was, like, so many people, and it was like, what if you choose, we got you, is what the vibe I got from my school and my family, you know? Yeah. So, like, yeah, there was, like, a pressure, but I think it was mostly coming from myself.
Yeah.
And when I realized that it was okay, I was like, okay, I'm going to do what I want and I'm going to be happy with, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually. It, like, in the beginning of the year, I feel like I put it off because I was just like, I don't want to even think about it. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to decide, you know, what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And that happens, that starts with college or within the workforce. And to think about it, even now, I'm like, oh my gosh. But I think I have it a little bit more figured out. And I definitely go with that kind of persona, as like, just, you know, my support system's got me. And to have, you know, family that's willing to take me in for a little bit and let me save up money while I work and go to school and figure out what I'm going to do with my life and just go on from there. Like, it's a lot. It takes a lot off.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of that pressure off. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of the year, when my teacher's like, scholarships, I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I did a couple, but I was like, this is this is stressful. Scholarships, I think, are a lot of the stressful.
Oh, my word.
Illness, but.
And when you don't know what to do and you're just like trying to apply to all the colleges, do all the scholarships, know, right? And then you're like feeling this like crazy pressure that you need to have everything figured out now. But when it's really more beneficial to like take things one at a time, one step at a time, and just slow down because.
I mean, if you approach it, sometimes there's pressure. There's like these FAFSA deadlines and these scholarships and credits and all these things. Yeah. I mean, I think you're there, which is great. Yeah. And I think the process is about becoming. And if you take that perspective of like, then it gives you a little more space to be like, you know, like sometimes it's not always what I want to do, but it's who I want to become. Yeah. And sometimes what you do helps you with that. And so, but I think there's a lot of pressure on our young people to be perfect. And to do it right. And also, like, there's all these imposed deadlines and things. And sometimes I've seen some people that sometimes the anxiety, the pressure to like know what you're going to do, maybe even overshadows the joy of graduation. I'm glad that it's something of balance that you've had. I'm like, I like the fact you're reconciling that with like, hey, whatever I choose to do, I got it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, even when you are become an adult and in the world and you're established, we still fight with ourselves about expectations. It's like we still have to constantly remind ourselves, like, okay, I need to be careful not to create too many tight expectations and keep things open and flexible enough to where you can just move through life, you know, with openness and, you know, to so that you're able to invite anything that comes along, because we can't predict everything in life. Yeah. So
I've got a question, and it's kind of like it's both for adults and students here. And that's the one for students is like, what lessons are you going to take as you think about graduation? What lessons do you take in your life that have been part of your school experience? That's for you. And then I think for our adults here, I think, like, what lessons do you take from your experience with this senior class?
I think the main thing that I will bring with me into my future career or college or whatever is just, like, staying organized, keeping everything written down. That helps me a lot. Like, every assignment gets written down in my notebook. And, like, I think finding that out about myself has been really beneficial. And I think that's something that will really help me, like, later on in life. Just that small thing, like staying organized, making sure I have all my ducks in a row, will really help me.
It's a big thing. I love that.
I'd say, like, there's like a couple things for me is like take the opportunity, like take the chance, you know, and like don't judge a book by their cover. You know what I mean? Like get to know somebody. You know, make new friends, make new memories. You know, if you have that chance to be a part of, I don't know, like a book club or something, go for it. You know, you don't know how much fun it is until you actually try it, you know.
I 100% agree with that. Another thing that I've taken away from high school is time management.
Yes.
So like with sports and outside clubs and school and work, it gets a lot, and it gets like I don't even have enough time in the day to do this. So a big thing is to stop procrastinating too. When it comes to homework, when it comes to homework especially, because like at the end of the year I started to realize, like, if you get that assignment, just do it, and you don't even have to worry about it. You just get it done, and it's like
I didn't have to do it anyway.
So that's something that like this month I started really doing, but that's something I'm definitely going to use throughout college, even like work, stuff like that. So that's a big thing for sure.
That's right. But the adults, what lessons are you going to take? I mean, Tasha, you mentioned this, like there's things to learn from our young people all the time, right? Oftentimes, they're such great teachers. Our youth are like so fun to be around. Things, but any lessons that we're going to take this senior class?
I have really looked at anxiety and nervousness, and what does that mean? And I talk to my students about that. It means you're doing something that matters. If you didn't care, you wouldn't be nervous about it. And I could use that myself as a lesson in life. It means that it matters. So respect that feeling and approach it like it matters. Put the time and effort into whatever that is that's making you nervous.
Yeah. It's a good way to look at it. Yeah. I agree with that.
I think I've learned from this senior class in particular, the power of, it's two things. It's the power of perseverance mm-hmm. and what it means to really continue to work and grind and get that assignment done, all of those pieces, even when it gets really hard. This group has had some challenges. There have been all kinds of curveballs thrown their way that were totally out of their control. And they persevere. And at the same time, it's the importance of slowing down and appreciating the moment and taking it all in, because they all, each of them have something so unique and special to offer. And sometimes in education, well, not sometimes in education, always in education, we're moving very, very quickly. And so to really pause and remember, to take those lessons in, to remember the gifts that they're all bringing and the incredible gift that they've been to our school and our community, and hope that they'll come back and continue to serve in Douglas County.
Yeah, love that.
I'm going to backpack on what Clara said. What I've learned from this group, well, learned several things. This group is really close. There, you talk about community and tight-knit, and everyone has each other's back. This class exudes that. But Clara hit something that really struck a nerve with me about taking advantage of opportunities when they arise. Mm-hmm. I think about this group and the opportunities that they've had through the Glide School District. Mm-hmm. It's unreal. I'm going to list off several opportunities that they've participated in. And for a school of 715 students, it's incredible the things that they've done. So the group has been to Iceland. They're headed to the Galapagos Islands here soon. Mm-hmm. They've hiked to the top of Mount Bailey. They've restored trails that the fire took out. They restored the nature trail at the elementary school. They've gone to Seattle to, did either one of you guys participate in that? What was it? What was that called? What institutions did you go to?
We went to the Allen Institute, the Fred Hutch Center, and University of Washington. They had a lab there that we could do.
They actually got to do participate in cutting edge cancer research while they were there.
Heart dissections and stuff.
Heart dissection. I mean, things that you just can't do in a classroom. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on and on. I can't remember everything. They know more than I do. But the point is, they've taken advantage of those opportunities. Mm-hmm. I think life moves really fast. And if you sit down and you miss those opportunities, you're going to miss a lot in life. And this class really takes advantage of those opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Been pretty evident today. That's absolutely the case. And that's really great advice.
So important, no matter what age you are. Yeah. That's really, so important.
Yeah. I love
that. So looks like we are wrapping up this episode on the radio version. And next week, we'll be talking about America 250, a once-in-a-generation milestone marking 250 years of American independence, which is huge, and how our community is coming together to celebrate and leave a legacy for future generations. Shannon Sebastian and David Hopkins are kicking off the festivities with a flag giveaway on Flag Day weekend at RHS, giving away 250 flags. Which is awesome. The Boy Scouts actually folded all of those flags.
Amazing.
So it's been a community effort. It'll be a wonderful event. So the event will include first responders, booths with giveaways, and so much more. This is a community partnership event, and so there'll be lots going on. Face painting, there'll be food truck, so much.
Yeah,
so,
something about maybe a time capsule, I heard.
Thank you. Yeah. A 10-year time capsule. So that's huge. They're actually inviting the community to bring in items to contribute to this time capsule that will be opened in 10 years. So that's going to be really exciting. All the details will be on next week's episode. So you're going to want to check it out. And then in the meantime, we are going to head over to our after show, which you can check out on the Roseburg Schools YouTube channel. And so you're not going to want to miss the rest of this conversation. We're going to go more into depth about what it means to cross this bridge between high school to the real world. So stay with us. And thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg School's YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community. If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook.